What is up, you guys? And thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Black Women Cry Too. Yes, it's true. We cry too, all of the time. This week, we're going to be covering a very intense theme, captivity. I know, it's super intense, but I'm going to try and keep it lighthearted and sweet so it doesn't scare you too much. One could argue that the entire Black community is in captivity still. We were enslaved for so long that we never really found a way out. Although many would say America has changed for the better and that we have policies in place to make it better, there's still so many institutions that enforce poverty in our community and keep us bonded to captivity through education, housing, job opportunities, healthcare. I mean, the list goes on and on. But through all of these struggles, somehow there has been many Black people that have really made it out. In connection to captivity, there's a very famous book that explains the implications of identity through the eyes of former slaves. You all may know this book. It's Beloved by Toni Morrison. It's such an amazing book and so famous and so true. This book, I mean, when I first read it, I was really blown away and I did cry a little bit, you know. Of course, I'm like a super emotional person. But this book goes over so many themes such as slavery, captivity, and just amazing themes that we're not even going to get into because this podcast would be literally 3 hours long. But I want to discuss how are these things replicated in today's world. So instead of, you know, giving you guys a whole bunch of facts and boring you to death, I decided that I'm going to make it a little bit more fun and read out loud some spoken word that I did a while ago related to this topic. And I'm super excited to share it, but I am really nervous, so please just go easy on me. But anyways, without further ado, let's go ahead and get into this podcast. You think you know, but you have no idea what it's truly like to be Black in America. You fake the funk with your new Kim Kardashian braids and your Tupac t-shirt. Post an RIP on Snapchat, but you don't even really get his music. They say the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. I say the darker the flesh, then the deeper the roots. The deeper the pain, the more it hurts, the shame. The pain you can't complain or explain, because you were never taught the words to use. But none the same as yesterday's game we play. Our identity fades away, away with the boats that brought us here. Away we go. You know what's really going down. They want us out of town. You think you know, but you have no idea what it's like to be pushed out your neighborhood, misunderstood, bought out by a skimpy landlord looking to increase his value in the place you called home your whole life. That's right. It's time to take flight. The place you raised your kids alone and struggled to provide and set aside time to find yourself. Struggled to find a decent job with a name that is too Black is hard to come by. Besides, your associate's degree in liberal arts isn't enough. Just your luck, years of experience just isn't enough. The requirements will never be fulfilled because nothing you do will ever be enough. Damn, it's tough, but nothing measures up to that piece of paper that says you're smart enough. The kitchen you make breakfast in every morning, groaning, your kids know they ain't important. They go to school not to learn tools to exceed in life, education that recedes in life. Indeed, school taught you to read, or did it just teach you to plead guilty for your life? Education that sends you to prison all your life. The same school that your mother attended, same school that your mother got pregnant. The same school district your father got arrested, detested, the white man's perception of the Black man's life. Uninvested in his life, he told you he protested all his life. Taught you to never give up. The rate of imprisonment goes up at night. The white man lurks at night. But isn't it funny? The schools are run by the government, who prioritizes punishment and order over learning and engagement, and resources to increase higher education. You think you know, but you have no idea what it's like to be a Black high school student among other Black high school students, confused about basic math homework, can't get a tutor. Because from 2 to 4, you're working at the discount store, get your weight up, pay up, daydreaming about a day with no bills to pay. Anyway, you think you know, but you really have no idea what it's like to walk past a corner store, then a liquor store, then a construction site that says almost done, with a new sign, new luxury apartments, rent to own. And you wonder, is the projects next? Because the luxury apartments was once a C-town. Perplexed, you wonder what's next, because your neighborhood is changing and things are getting more expensive and new fair-skinned faces are expanding. The neighborhood is changing. So you start arranging the thoughts in your head. I'm gonna graduate college, get some knowledge, stack my paper, and move my family out the projects. Get a new luxury apartment. I promise I'm gonna make it. Because no matter how you spin it, I promise I'm gonna take it. Everything they never gave us in life. But they're trying to get rid of us. Our community, our culture, they're trying to diminish us. Yet it's our culture they're moving in here for. The white man moving onto the block. But really, try not to use your Glock. Don't forget it. Keep it in mind or you'll regret it. Admit it. You know I'm the culture and you're the vulture. You really think you know, but you have no idea what it's like to be black in America. Okay, so I hope you guys enjoyed that little creative snippet of spoken word. I really worked on it, and I really love it, and I want to perform it in person one day. So let me know if you guys really like it. But let's go ahead and analyze this bad boy real quick. Let's see, what was I thinking? Like, I'm sure you guys are super curious, like, what was my creative project? And I mean, sorry, my creative process. And what was I really thinking? And how does this even connect to the book? So we're going to go over that right now. So let's see. I think that the aspect that I was using of the source was identity crisis. And you can see throughout this piece that I keep discussing the identity of my reader. I'm naming her she because she is me. You know, I mean, not all of it is based on my life, but a lot of it is, you know, about experiences that I've seen, struggles that I've witnessed with other people. But you can constantly see that this piece, as we know in our amazing book, Beloved, all of the characters are going through this identity shift and understanding who they are. And in my piece, I discuss, you know, how she had to find time to set aside for herself and find herself within that time. And all of these changes that are going on out around her are affecting her stability in her life. That's a little bit about, you know, how the text is engaged with what I actually, you know, discussed. Also, you know, this is the theme of captivity, you know, and it's a very tricky subject. But for my spoken word piece, I think that the entire piece really talks about the captivity of a neighborhood and of a life that seems to not be able to break free. And one of, you know, my lines, I say, hold on, I'm gonna get it for you right now. Sorry. In one of my lines, I specify that I literally say, besides your associate's degree in liberal arts isn't enough. Just your luck, years of experience, that just isn't enough. The requirements will never be fulfilled because nothing you do will ever be enough. Damn, it's tough, but nothing measures up to that piece of paper that says you're smart enough. So, I mean, that right there in itself is like, whoa, you know what I mean? Like, it's just that, it's like that really explains to me captivity right there. I mean, she's literally stuck in that place. She can't move. She doesn't have the correct education. She's black, you know what I mean? And on top of that, she has, as I mentioned in another part, she has a name that's too black that can never really take her too far. So just that right there, you know, is really like a struggle. But in my mind, I feel like that's something that shouldn't hold back black people, but I mean, it does. It really, really does in American society. It really does. So let's see, what else should we talk about? So what does my creative project say or do about my text, and how does it do so? So, I mean, it's simple, right? My project aligns with the source's theme because it contains the same issues and barriers as the characters from the novel. The emotional pain, trauma, the lack of understanding, the lack of being able to express oneself, and just having this traumatic event that has happened to them. They literally just came out of slavery, and now they're experiencing all of these things, trying to cope with the emotion, the depression. I mean, literally, you know, as you know, one of the characters says that they lock up their emotions, so in like a little tin can. So, I mean, it's just like, it's so obvious that, you know, they aren't able to deal with these feelings because they never had the resources to deal with it. They were just kind of thrown out there like, okay, well, you're no longer a slave, so cool, but now you just got to figure everything out for your own. And it's very much the same in my piece because I'm discussing, okay, this neighborhood that is being changed so rapidly. So the people in this neighborhood are going through change. You know, they're going through change in their society. Because, as I said in the beginning, you fake the funk with your new Kim Kardashian braids. I mean, come on now. We had a hairstyle that literally nobody wanted to rock until, you know, Kim Kardashian started doing it, and boom. Now it's like a big thing. So now we have to go through all these identity shifts, braids that we called what, cornrows our whole life, and now called Kim Kardashian braids. So I mean, it's a very similar topic, and it's something that hasn't been dealt with properly, hasn't taken the proper channels to be dealt with. We haven't, you know, we after slavery, like I said, you know, slaves were not offered, you know, I think I said that backwards. After slavery, former slaves weren't offered therapy options. I mean, that wasn't something that I think was even invented then. And it wasn't offered to them. It wasn't something that they were like, you know what, you guys went through this traumatic event, we're going to cut you a break. No. So Black people never were able to deal with their experiences and their traumas. And it's something that I also mentioned once again in the part when I say, okay, so I hope you guys enjoyed that little creative snippets of spoken word. I really worked on it, and I really love it, and I want to perform it in person one day. So let me know if you guys really like it. But let's go ahead and analyze this bad boy real quick. Let's see, what was I thinking? Like, I'm sure you guys are super curious, like, what was my creative project, and I mean, sorry, my creative process, and what was I really thinking, and how does this even connect to the book? So we're gonna go over that right now. So let's see. I think that the aspect that I was using of the source was identity crisis, and you can see throughout this piece that I keep discussing the identity of my reader. You know, I'm naming her she because she is me. You know, I mean, not all of it is based on my life, but a lot of it is, you know, about experiences that I've seen, struggles that I've witnessed with other people. But you can constantly see that this piece, as we know in our amazing book, Beloved, all of the characters are going through this identity shift and understanding who they are. And in my piece, I discuss, you know, how she had to find time to set aside for herself and find herself within that time. And all of these changes that are going on out around her are affecting her stability in her life. So that's a little bit about, you know, how the text is engaged with what I actually, you know, discussed. Also, you know, this is the theme of captivity, you know, and it's a very tricky subject. But for my spoken word piece, I think that the entire piece really talks about the captivity of a neighborhood and of a life that seems to not be able to break free. And one of, you know, my lines, I say, hold on, I'm gonna get it for you right now. Sorry. In one of my lines, I specify that I literally say, besides your associate's degree in liberal arts isn't enough. Just your luck, years of experience, that just isn't enough. The requirements will never be fulfilled because nothing you do will ever be enough. Damn, it's tough, but nothing measures up to that piece of paper that says you're smart enough. So, I mean, that right there in itself is like, whoa, you know what I mean? Like, it's just that, it's like that really explains to me captivity right there. I mean, she's literally stuck in that place. She can't move. She doesn't have the correct education. She's black, you know what I mean? And on top of that, she has, as I mentioned in another part, she has a name that's too black that can never really take her too far. So just that right there, you know, is really like a struggle. But in my mind, I feel like that's something that shouldn't hold back black people, but I mean, it does. It really, really does. In American society, it really does. So let's see, what else should we talk about? So what does my creative project say or do about my text, and how does it do so? So, I mean, it's simple, right? My project aligns with the source's theme because it contains the same issues and barriers as the characters from the novel. The emotional pain, trauma, the lack of understanding, the lack of being able to express oneself, and just having this traumatic event that has happened to them. They literally just came out of slavery, and now they're experiencing all of these things, trying to cope with the emotion, the depression. I mean, literally, you know, as you know, one of the characters says that they lock up their emotions, so in like a little tin can. So, I mean, it's just like, it's so obvious that, you know, they aren't able to deal with these feelings because they never had the resources to deal with it. They were just kind of thrown out there like, okay, well, you're no longer a slave, so cool, but now you just got to figure everything out for your own. And it's very much the same in my piece because I'm discussing, okay, this neighborhood that is being changed so rapidly. So the people in this neighborhood are going through change. You know, they're going through change in their society. Because, as I said in the beginning, you fake the funk with your new Kim Kardashian braids. I mean, come on now. We had a hairstyle that literally nobody wanted to rock until, you know, Kim Kardashian started doing it, and boom. Now it's like a big thing. So now we have to go through all these identity shifts, braids that we called cornrows our whole life are now called Kim Kardashian braids. So I mean, it's a very similar topic, and it's something that hasn't been dealt with properly, hasn't taken the proper channels to be dealt with. We haven't, you know, we after slavery, like I said, you know, slaves were not offered, you know, I think I said that backwards. After slavery, former slaves weren't offered therapy options. I mean, that wasn't something that I think was even invented then. And it wasn't offered to them. It wasn't something that they were like, you know what, you guys went through this traumatic event, we're going to cut you a break. No. So black people never were able to deal with their experiences and their traumas. And it's something that I also mentioned once again in the part when I say,